This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org. Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. One thing that we like to do here on Reset is refresh our playlists with new music, or even just new to you music. So that's what we're doing today. We're listening to a song called Para Siempre by artist and musician Neiva from Southeast LA. The title means forever in Spanish. The artist's eclectic and experimental sound is mixed with influences of pop music and cumbia. I sat down with Neiva ahead of their upcoming show tomorrow at the Empty Bottle in Ukrainian Village. And they start by telling me more about what inspired the song that we're hearing right now.
My last relationship ending, it was my long-term relationship of 3.5 years. And that was just me coming to terms with the relationship ending. At the time when I recorded it, I wanted the relationship to still continue. I wanted it rekindled, but it didn't. And it was immortalized into this song, which I think is symbolic in a way. There's two different versions, the traditional one, the alien version. The alien version has more ethereal synths and abrasive synth textures. Mm-hmm. I was like synthesizing the duality of what that relationship was, like the beauty and love that did exist in it, but the sadness and grief that did transpire in it endings. And then obviously the lyrics are very vulnerable and emotional. So that just all is encapsulated in that song.
Well, while we're at it, why don't we listen to another track? This is your most recent song, Barbarella. So this track is different, I feel, than Para Siempre. This one shows me that you're not limited to a single genre, Neiva. So talk to us. What do you think? Why do you think you've gone about making music this way? Mixing things up?
Yeah, because I mean, I feel like I'm not limited to one specific genre or sound. As a kid, even before I started playing music, in school or by myself, I was exposed to all these different genres of music that transpired in the way that I create it. You know, I'm really inspired by artists who trailblaze and carve their own path. So this is me carving my own path and not limiting myself to one thing. Mm.
That sounds important to you. I mean, what does it mean to make experimental music?
I feel that that word has really changed over the years. For me, when I think of the word experimental, I think of like someone who was just willing to experiment with something that had already existed and put it in a new perspective, or simply doing something that people typically wouldn't do and innovate in that way. Mm-hmm. So with the songs that I have up on streaming platforms right now, whether it's produced by myself or a collaboration with another person, I'll typically take something and just completely revamp it in a way. And it's well received by the right people. Yeah. Or people will be like, why did you do that? Like, like, this is wrong. And I'm like, well, maybe it's wrong to you, but this is how I approach it.
Yeah. And, you know, listening to that track, Barbarella, definitely shows me that you're a fan of the 1968 science fiction film with Jane Fonda, which is also called by the same name. It features a lot of sci-fi and space travel and laser-powered weapons, spaceships. I see that at the beginning of your music video, it says, "Musical alien from outer space here to save the human race." We also just listened to the alien version of Para Siempre, right? So where does your interest in aliens and space come from? You got to tell us about that.
Yeah, I feel like my relationship to aliens, science fiction, and outer space is a very spiritual one, in the sense that when I think of the word alien, I think of it not even just as, you know, like the creature with like a big oval head and oval eyes as it's like seen in the media, but I think of it also as like an emotion of not really feeling like I belong in a certain place, planet, or like community, and always creating that for myself. And I've always just felt that residing feeling like everywhere that I go, and it transpires in the music that I create and the interests that I have. And I've always just kind of been like, well, I could either continue to carry these feelings or put them all into my music and have people who have these similar feelings resonate with that. And that transpires in the musical alien from outer space here to save the human race, because I'm here to let people know that you can carve your own path and create your own universe amidst these adversities and feelings that you experience. And also, just like in my childhood too, I just really, really liked sci-fi, and I just naturally, that influences my music and I put it in my imagery. You know, I really like Dragon Ball Z. Saiyans are a form of aliens.
Yes.
And they look human. So I was always like, oh, like as a kid, I was like, oh yeah, like I'm a Saiyan.
You've been doing music for a while, Neva. I know that you were also playing and studying jazz in school. So why don't you tell us more about your musical origin story?
As a kid, even before I was in music programs at school, I would just like sing songs. Like I would just make my own songs. Like as a kid, like I would just sing about like my day, or like the grass is green and like my dog's outside and I'm playing with my cousin, you know, like things like that. Or
love
like
it.
When my parents would be shopping at like stores, like I know Costco would have like pianos outside, like just on display, and I would just like play them. And my mom would always be like, how do you know how to play that? And I'd be like, oh, I just like hear it. And I don't know. I wouldn't question it. Because I would just hear like certain patterns in like music that she would play, or I would hear like family parties or on the radio. Once I got into music programs, I got like a starter electric guitar. They didn't have guitar in jazz band, so I would just like teach myself guitar and play guitar on my own. I played clarinet in concert band. That was actually my first instrument.
Yeah.
Technically.
Mine too.
I don't play that. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I don't play that anymore. I like sold my clarinet for a Roland SP-404 sampler.
Nice. Clarinet,
I'm thankful for it because it led me to playing bass guitar for jazz band, because clarinetists couldn't be in jazz band, and learning bass is what transpired into like all the music that I make, because I love making like music with like heavy sub bass or like a really cool moving bass line.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful for what that instrument has done for me. So I played bass in jazz band, electric bass in middle school, and electric and upright bass in high school. I was also in the vocal jazz programs in high school and college, but then I got out of it because it didn't resonate with me. Transferred to another school.
Wow, what a journey.
By that point, I realized school was just not the environment for me musically, but I had devoted myself as a music student for so long because I was just such a nerd. I mean, I am a nerd, but like, I was just so like devoted to learning as much as I can musically. But then I was like, wait, no, I should be like putting all this energy and just carving my own path. So I took that risk and started venturing out in nightlife in Los Angeles and found myself within certain communities and to where I am now.
Nice.
Still carving my own path.
If you're just tuning in, this is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and we're talking to artist and musician Nava from Southeast LA. They are on the road, and they're heading to Chicago for an upcoming show at Empty Bottle this Sunday, March 17th. All right, Nava, let's listen to another song of yours. This one is Phases. Love your sound. And I want to talk about a creative space and project that you have worked on for about 5 years now. That's Quinceañera. What was the idea behind that?
That was my response to queer spaces and not having a quinceañera. So the final school that I went to and dropped out of, they would throw these monthly parties called Kikis. And Kiki is a queer term. It's a slang term for like a gathering.
Yeah.
You know, if you've heard the song, Let's Have a Kiki, it could symbolize a gathering or even like chit chat gossip within the LGBTQ community, either or. And quinceañera combined is quinceañera.
Mm-hmm.
So queer quinceañera with the first year was solely music acts. And then from there, it expanded to both music and drag.
And now that it's been 5 years, I mean, what's next for it?
Personally, I feel that's a chapter in my life that has served its purpose. I feel that I've moved forward from quinceañera, and I'm currently in that pivotal point of creating something new.
Well, let's listen to another track. This is Exquisite Corpse. What's the backstory for this song?
So Exquisite Corpse was a song made with a grant program that I was a part of, I would say almost 2 years ago, called Overtones for the Rising Artist Foundation. We were mentored under an artist named Nicholas Jarre, where he gave us music production techniques and a space to talk about things that we were going through creatively as well as collaborate together.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of the outcomes of it. So everybody in that program contributed a texture in A minor and pretty much created this musical skeleton, which I thought was really interesting because everybody had such a different contribution to it.
Yeah.
And it just made this piece.
Do you like collaborating?
I love collaborating with people because it offers a perspective that I would have never found on my own. And I see it as like Dragon Ball Z fusion, you know, like when two of the Saiyans like fuse with each other to create this like one super strong being. That's pretty much what collaboration is. Sure, like these two artists or more could have created a unique song on their own, but like all together, it's just super powerful.
Yeah. And so you're working on new music right now. So before you go, what can we expect from Nava with upcoming projects? Are there genres of music that you want to explore more?
Yeah. I mean, I'm currently in that metamorphosis type of phase right now where I'm cocooning and making all this music and, figuring that out for myself and just excited to release that into the world because, I mean, that's what each song or body of work is, right? Like, it's a release. Like, it's a release from what's within you.
Sure.
Already. And each release is symbolic in releasing something both musically and emotionally and then you just continue growing from there. That's how I view it.
We've been talking with Southeast LA artist and musician Nava. Thank you again for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
You can see Nava perform on Sunday, March 17th at Empty Bottle. Let's go out on one more song. This is Déjame Encontrar.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin, and it was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Brenda Ruiz. Come back to the Reset Podcast every Saturday for interviews with great musicians from Chicago and beyond. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.